Okay, so this is my very self-serving recordings of my reactions as I listen to the Pet Shop Boys album Elysium for the very first time. And so yeah, this is not really intended to be for anyone's benefit apart from my own. This is very self-indulgent, so if you're anyone other than SM2N, then you probably want to skip the rest of this recording. Hello, Simon. You're still here. Excellent. So I'm going to listen to track 7 of Elysium, which is called Ego Music, and that seems to be the second shortest track on the whole album. Yeah, I'm going to have a listen to that now. Or straight off the CD. Waiting. Ego Music, that was funny. I was laughing out loud. So yeah, obviously taking the piss of about other artists who take themselves too seriously. And yeah, so Neil was saying things from the perspective of the artist who's too far up their own backside. Yeah, I don't think we believe that's the way he really feels about stuff. And about himself. This is another one of these ones where he's taking the piss about some other pop stars. So yeah, that was funny. Also musically, really good. Quite sort of raw elements there, and so yeah, not the polished, super polished film soundtrack type song like Winner. Which, as I get more used to Winner, it kind of sounds to me that polished, a little bit, I don't know, sort of formulaic, as compared to this Ego Music, which really was quite different and yeah, quite characterful, I think, in the musical arrangement. Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. Right, next one's Hold On. So, let's have a listen to Hold On. Okay, so that was. I listened to Hold On, so that was. Hold On. Yeah, there were lots of voices in there. It sounded like a Broadway number, it's sort of an inspirational song, but yeah, it sort of sounds like something that would be in a Pet Shop Boys musical, yeah, I wasn't overly enamoured with that one, and then I also listened to Give It a Go. That song started, and I was enjoying it, so I thought, well. I wasn't that impressed with Hold On. Then I'll just carry on listening to Give It a Go, and that was much more of a. That's the you know, I like the themes there. So you know, the trying to convince your lover to give your relationship a chance, maybe, you know. Maybe there isn't. Maybe you're not right for them for. Maybe they don't think that you're right for them forever. You know, they're not prepared to commit to you for until as long as you both may live. But why not give it a chance and try out being in a relationship? So, yeah, that's a sort of a. A Pet Shop Boys theme that we're familiar with, and quite a sumptuous production on there. Quite sort of, I don't know, bit laid back, easy listening type of production. But yeah, that song wouldn't be out of place on release, or even again, something around the sort of bilingual sort of era. Yeah, good Pet Shop Boys song, that one. Right, next one, Memory of the Future. It's an interesting title, isn't it? Memory of the Future. So let's give that a play. It's got a sort of a driving rhythm to it, a driving pace. Yeah, that was good. I liked the sounds there. That had, again, some fairly raw and dated kind of sounds in there, sort of 80s kind of sounds, which I really liked. Yeah, why not? Why not have some sounds that hark back to earlier Pet Shop Boys stuff, and another great sort of great theme, romantic theme, very sort of typical Pet Shop Boys. Yeah, that was a good one. That relentless sort of slightly plodding along rhythm. Plod. Yeah, it just drove the track through continuously. I wonder whether a change of tempo or a temporary change of tempo would have livened that up a bit. But no, that was a good one. I like that one. Right, next one is Everything Means Something. And for some reason, my computer's frozen up, so. I can't actually play that. In fact, the mouse has gone dark. Let's try the play button on the keyboard, see if that works. No. Have I pulled out the USB cable? From my computer, I kicked it out. Let's have a little feel. Yes, look, there's a USB cable going nowhere. Right. That'll be the problem then, won't it? Let's plug that back in. Okay. That's better. Right, play. Everything means something. Oh, guitar. Right, so I just finished listening to Everything Means Something from the Pet Shop Boys album Elysium. That's the first time I've heard that song. Quite sumptuous. The chorus hooks you, becomes quite catchy by the time you come to the end of the track. Yeah, Everything Means Something. Yeah, it's quite nice. Quite nice. I don't know. I'm very conscious that it's the penultimate track on the album, so it feels like it's leading up to a big finale, and that's big finale is called Requiem in Denim and Leopard Skin. So let's have a listen to that. Okay, so that's the end of the last track, Requiem and Denim and Leopard Skin. Interesting. The percussion throughout sounded very very much like the sort of percussion you can find in GarageBand, straight out of the box in the loops section. The the first verse, the lyrical structure and the melody and the way it was sang, all sounded a bit, don't know, very simple and a bit disappointing, I think, in that first verse. And then I think in the chorus, things got a bit better and the strings came in and stuff like that. And I think over the length of the song, it built and kind of maybe I got more accustomed to the melody and the production, or maybe they just built and built and built. So at the end, I was in the groove, but still, there's trumpet sound on there that sounded very artificial trumpet sound. Although the orchestra sounded real enough, but the trumpets at the end sounded again like they might just be coming straight out of a plug-in. What's it say on the sleeve notes? Requiem in Denim and Leopard Skin. Additional vocals, guitar, percussion, orchestra. Yeah. Doesn't say anything about brass, does it? Although that... Had a sort of a 70s feel to it. Or some kind of pseudo Pet Shop Boys version of 70s music. But interesting choice for the last track of the album. The longest track of the album, 5 minutes 49. But yeah, I don't know, it was an interesting way to end the album. In a kind of a... It's the late 70s and we're looking forward to the 80s kind of way. Yeah, interesting. I wonder if I would have finished with that song if it was me. But it wasn't me. I wonder whether I would have finished with track 6 that I mentioned before that I thought was a good end of an album track. What's that? Breathing Space. I'll have a quick listen to that now. Have a think about that. Yeah, I think that was right. I think Breathing Space would have been a much better ending to this album. I don't know, I think a lot of the Pet Shop Boys albums, the last track is a bit of a disappointment. I think, you know, the classics like Jealousy. Remember Jealousy? At the end of Behaviour, I think it was. That's the way to end an album. You know, for some reason I've got a copy of Brothers in Arms on vinyl in front of me, and Brothers in Arms, I remember, ends with the title track, and it's an awesome way to come away from the album, listening to powerful song like that. And I do wonder whether with Elysium I'll want to listen to Breathing Space as the last track before, you know, I move on to the next album from someone else. But yeah, Pet Shop Boys, I don't know, I'm disappointed by a lot of the final tracks. Maybe they're just being different, but if we look at Yes, it ends with Legacy. Really? Is that the best way to end? What about Actually? What does Actually end with? King's Cross. King's Cross, that's a way to end an album. But yeah, overall, how did I like the album? Yeah, overall I liked the album. And I'm looking forward to listening to it again. I'm looking forward to listening to it all the way through. Oh, It's All Right on the end of Introspective. That's the way to end an album. Integral at the end of Fundamental. Okay. They don't always get it wrong at all. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to listening to this album again and again. Whether it turns out to be a behaviour, or whether it turns out to be something not so good, I don't know. Cool. But thank you for joining me on this little journey as I discover the second half of the Pet Shop Boys' latest album, Elysium. So thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.